What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Existential Stoic Podcast. Quick Fix 27, being damn. More productive. Yeah, damn is right. Ooh. Everybody wants to be more productive. It's not enough just to do enough. You need to be more productive. You need to get more done in less time. More, 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 faster, better, stronger, yeah. All of that.
Right? All of that. Yeah, I think that's everybody wants that, I think. And that seems like to be, you know, the new thing is to like, you know, multitasking this and that and all this other crap to try and get the maximized, right, productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can be running all day long, but if you're running in the wrong direction, it's just not helpful. So
no, it's not.
Yeah, being more productive is certainly important. I know in my own life, you know, some of these strategies for productivity have helped so immensely, and I see myself and I compare myself to other people, which I probably shouldn't do, but like sometimes it seems like they're standing still because I feel like I've mastered some aspects of productivity. So
no, I mean, I think yeah, you're right though, it is important. Like you see, you know, when you start trying to put these things into practice, you start seeing the real payoff and benefit of it. I think that is absolutely true.
Yeah, so in this short quick fix, we're each going to go over three tips for increasing your productivity, beginning with this one. I say my first one is you have to prioritize. And so basically there's three categories of prioritization. You want to prioritize A as the most important stuff, B as the less important stuff, and C as the least important stuff. And then throw out C and get started on A. So basically like, most of us love to just stay in the C area because that's just, you know, it's easy. Maybe like B and C area, it's easy. You know, it doesn't require a lot of attention. It may be fun. It may be rewarding. It's probably playing games or doing something like that. But the thing is, generally, that's not the most important stuff. The most important stuff is going to be the A stuff and the B stuff. So get rid of the C stuff and then get to working on the A stuff because that's the most difficult, but that's the most rewarding.
I like that too, because you know, it's funny. I've seen like even myself and students and stuff, people like just focus on these little simple tasks because they feel like they're productive, but really they're not getting anything done. And that's the important distinction, right? I like that one. Yeah. So my first one is actually is plan. I think, you know, we forget this quite often. We just get started and we don't actually think about what we need. What's the information that we need? You know, getting that information and being able to set about planning so that we know before we even start what we're going to do. And I think that is so helpful because then when you actually start, you're using all of your time to actually move forward towards that goal rather than sort of trying to like, you know, just figure it out as you go. It's a lot easier to have at least some sketch of an idea ahead of time.
Yeah, that's a great one. There's that saying that failing to plan is planning to fail. So like not putting in that effort to figure out where you're going. And even like, it's not the actual plan that matters, but it's the process of planning. Because like then you can kind of see ahead and prepare yourself for what you're going to encounter.
Well, you can anticipate, right, too, those obstacles, and you're prepared for it. You don't get thrown off completely by it. And I think that's the other crucial part, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my next one is, and this is probably one of the toughest one in this age of distraction. Okay.
Oh God. Yeah.
This is no distractions, no notifications. So like I work in a co-working space and I see these people who are working. Okay. But they have Facebook open. They have their trading charts open. They have their cell phone going off every 2 seconds. So like they're there physically there 8 hours a day, but they're probably getting done 2-3 hours of work max. Okay. I go in there, my phone's turned off, no notifications on my computer. I go in, I do my work, I leave. And then when I'm leaving, people are like, oh, you're leaving already? You're only here for 2 or 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, because I just nailed a whole bunch of work without distractions. I did it all and then I'm done. And now I can go enjoy my day. So like being more productive is getting rid of all these things because it's not just that your phone goes off. It's that your phone goes off and then you need to stop what you're doing. And then there's that time to adjust to doing what's on your phone. And then there's that time to adjust back to what you're doing. So you didn't only spend time on whatever happened on your phone, but there's that, it's like 5 to 15 minutes each time to adjust your attention. And so you're just losing countless, countless hours of time doing it.
Yeah, it's funny how much work you can get done when you really actually focus. And this goes really well in my second one. My second one was pretty similar, but I had prioritizing focus. And the point was, is that our distractions usually derail our work and our productivity completely. I absolutely agree. You have to get rid of all the distractions and focus. And the way I usually do this is I try to plan a set amount of time for doing different things. So like if I'm going to write or if I'm going to work on something, I'll set aside. So say these 2 hours, I'm doing just that. And that's all you do. And it's amazing how much more you get done when you do it that way. I think most people in an 8-hour workday, like you said, they're probably only really doing a couple hours of actual work because the rest of it is just distraction and trying to readjust. And we're not that good at that. We're not that quick at moving between topics. It takes us a while to sort of regroup. And if you get going on a roll, you destroy it by a notification, you destroy it by a phone call or by checking something else or whatever, when, you know, and it basically just ruins it when you could have gotten a ton done in a short time and then you could move on to the next thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah. Perfect. So my last one, and this one, it's probably going to be a little bit different for everybody, but I know for me, I am most focused in the mornings. So I wake up, I'm able to focus the most in the morning. Maybe for some people, they're night people, they're able to focus most at night. But for me, I get the work done before I check my phone or email. Because like phone and like text messages and emails, they're literally just like bombs waiting to explode. It's like you're waiting for the world to just shit on you. And so, you know, by postponing actually looking at that stuff, you're able to get the work done in a focused manner where like you have your brain power, you're not distracted, you don't have all these other things that you have to do. And then not only that, but then as a reward, you get to do the fun dopamine dropping, checking email, checking phone that granted throws you off for the rest of the day, but it helps you get your work done early because then you get to do the fun stuff.
I like that. It's sort of building in a reward. And also just recognizing, you know, being sort of sensitive to when, you know, is the best time of the day to work for you, to work on stuff. When are you most productive? Knowing that about yourself. You know, I think a lot of people don't take the time to really think that through and know that and then adjust their schedule to meet it if they can to the best of their abilities. And it's a great point. Yeah, my last one is actually, it is similar in vein in the sense that it's like kind of giving yourself reward. It's time away. You know, I think at least for myself, you know, when I'm most productive, I also have to give myself time away from my projects or the things I'm working on. Because if I just think about it all the time, I tend to sort of start getting into a state where I think I either burn myself out or something, you know, as the productivity goes down. So it's best if I set time aside to, you know, go for a walk, play with the dogs, spend time with friends and family and stuff like that. And you kind of give yourself a schedule and you don't feel that pressure all the time to be on, because you know, okay, this is my time to do this, right? Or that's my time to do that. And you are a lot more productive when you set that time aside to be productive. Yeah,
I really like that one because you hear those stories about all the inventors whose like best ideas came to them when they were going for a walk or they were in the shower or whatever it is. When you're not pressing towards it, that's when it's like if you were thinking of doing something and you forgot what you were going to do, as soon as you stop thinking about it, that's when it comes back to you. So it's like the same thing with productivity, how you can, by taking the time off, you can get more done.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Cool. So quick and simple. That's it. 3 simple tips from each of us on how to be more productive. This was many, many episodes of the Existential Stuff.
Number 27.
Number 27. I can't believe it's 27 already.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, but thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us for these. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Come watch us on YouTube. Listen on the podcast. I'm Randy. That's my buddy, Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Peace, Randy.